tell us first, we were talking about the balance of power in the East. We're going to get to rookie league and what you think of some of your younger players, but what we like and what transpired last week with LeBron going to Cleveland and some of the other things that have happened is a really wide open Eastern Conference. You're coming from the West, and really I'd argue the West has been that in the last 3 or 4 years. Now, since LeBron went to Miami, we just think, well, it's Miami's conference to lose. Now, a lot of people think you're one of 5 or 6 franchises, and it's very wide open. That's exciting.
Yeah, you know, it's weird when this thing starts, and you know, like right after free agency or during free agency, we start to predict, you know, like there's so many things that come into play. Knock wood here, injuries and, you know, like team chemistry and all that stuff comes into play. But I think there's a good hype around, you know, like balanced teams and it's a little bit better in the East, and it's a little bit more wide open. I think LeBron has a really big effect on, you know, into Cleveland. Any team he jumps on or he goes to is gonna be much, much better. You know, he's such a phenomenal player, and you know what? We look to compete, and we look to be out there with some of these teams, and we have a young team that continues to grow, and hopefully it continues to grow in the right direction.
I know Magic Johnson had posted on his Twitter account yesterday. He gave you guys some love and said, watch out for the Raptors. And with all these changes, they could be the team that surprises and comes out of the East next year. With LeBron moving, do you feel you have a better chance in that regard than you otherwise would have?
I think he's gonna make that Cleveland team really good, you know. Like, could there be a new Miami? No, not, I don't know yet, you know. Like, because sometimes, just like it happened in Miami, it takes time for some things to work out, you know. Like, but in terms of our team, you know, like, we're a growing team, and we're going to go through, you know, growing pains, you know. Like, sometimes just a young team, you know, like that's gonna build off of, you know, like hopefully last year, and keep gaining that experience, you know. Like, but these guys will compete, and they'll continue to go out to play. They're not going to back down from anybody, and that's who we are. That's who we're going to be, and continue to grow the talent on our team.
There hasn't been as much talk about Tyler Hansbrough. He's coming back to your squad. He didn't play a ton, and I know that's a coach's decision in the playoffs and down the stretch. Was that a fit scenario in your mind when you talked to Dwayne about it? Can he be more impactful next year, Tyler?
I'm sure, yes, because it takes time to get used to a team sometimes, and not all players do it as quick. You know, like some of our players too had to adjust to Tyler's style of play, you know. Like, and Tyler is committed, you know. He's I know he was flying down to go work out with some of our guys in LA. It's something he has never done before in his career, you know. So I think there are different ways. I think coach is going to try different things, you know, like to get him more involved, and we'll see how it goes.
It's always interesting to watch the summer league, just because we get used to, you know, other sports, whether it's hockey or baseball. They have, you know, the minor leagues and these developmental leagues, and we don't pay as much attention to that in the basketball world. But it's our first look at your first rounder, Bruno Caboclo. Your thoughts on him early on in his Raptors tenure?
You know, actually, he's like exceeded what I thought, you know. Yeah. Like, I thought it was a guy that would come in and, you know, like score 1 point a game or something, you know. Like, he's so weak, when I say weak, his body, mm-hmm. you know, like, is still frail, and I just thought the game would overpower him before he kind of grows into it, you know. Like, but he's fitting pretty good, you know. Like, it's one of those things where he has to develop, but I think now that Bruno is no more a mystery, I think we can see a little bit what, you know, like our thought process were on a talented guy like that, you know, that can shoot the ball some and he's long, he's going to be a good defender, and he's going to continue to grow. He's 18 years old, you know. Like, we have to give these things time. That's why we do it, you know. And so I think he's done well so far.
How much time have you spent with him? The one thing we really didn't hear on draft day was what he was like as a kid. Have you felt you've gotten to know him better over the last few weeks?
We got to know him through in the draft process, you know, like I think because he was such an unknown, people don't, I don't know whether people thought we drafted him off of the internet or something, you know, like I went to Brazil four times, you know, like three or four of my scouts went, you know, like a bunch of times, you know, like he's a shy kid, you know, like, but he's not shy on the court. I'm sure you've seen the shots he's put up in the summer league, you know, like he competes. He's aggressive, you know, like off the court, very kind kid, you know, like reserved a little bit. But I think sometimes it's language barrier and, you know, like culture a little bit, which he'll get used to, you know, like putting ourselves in the same position and taking us to Brazil and doing the same thing and then change it to being 18 years old. I think it's a difficult thing to do. But Bruno has adjusted well. So people will get to know him better and he'll adjust, you know, like to some of the things that, I think are going to come his way.
Yeah, we're real excited to see him in preseason. Masai Ujiri joins us on Brady and Walker on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Does he have a lot of, for those of us who follow the international game, does he have a lot of international aspirations? When you talk to him, is he very excited to be part of Brazil? Brazil's 10th ranked in the world, and obviously they've gotten there with a bullet. They're one of the best, if not the best, probably behind Argentina, South American teams. Does he want to play Olympics? Does he want to play World Cup? Does he want to do those things?
Oh yeah, he wants to do all of that. But again, guys, you know, like sometimes, you know, like we sit back and it's an 18-year-old kid, you know, like I think we have to think about what we're doing at 18. You know, like it's your mind is all over the place in different things you aspire to be and you want to be. And I think he's the same way, you know, like he loves basketball. He's a gym rat, sleeps in the gym, you know, like talks about it all the time, you know, like so I think it's the kid has a long ways to go, but basketball is his main goal. And whether it's the national teams or the NBA, and look at the NBA, it was a dream of his.
Yeah.
And he's right there in the center of it.
Before you go, I feel like the Knicks, you know Carmelo real well, obviously, from the Denver days, and he was traded to New York. He re-signs there. I think the Knicks will be maybe the biggest threat to you guys in the division. That's not to diminish Brooklyn, and they've got veteran players coming back that were very good in the playoffs, and Philly and Boston will attempt to get better. But I feel like, you know, the Knicks will be a good rival for you guys next year. What's your read on it?
Yeah, I think a couple of those teams, you know, like I'm not going to write off anybody, obviously, Boston and Philly in rebuilding processes, but they also have really good players, you know, like I think but Boston's going to be a good team. They have an all-star point guard, you know, like and some really good players. I think New York are going to bounce back. They have a new management team and new coach, and I think there'll definitely be something new about the team. And also, you know, Brooklyn. Brooklyn will be there. They lost a couple guys, but doesn't mean, you know, like they won't replace them in many ways. Their team is built that way to win now. So we'll see how it goes. I think there'll be plenty of teams there competing in the East.
Well, thank you for taking your time today. What's up for the rest of the summer for you? I know it's a short one, but are you a golfer? What takes up your time?
No, as soon as we're done with all of this, you know, like cool down a little bit and then go tackle all the stuff in Africa, which is August is always a big month for me with Basketball Without Borders and my camps, the foundation, and all the good things we try to do in the continent to help the younger kids and the youth over there.